the title I gave the message, Our Source of Strength. If I was playing Family Feud, and they asked the question, what is the most often repeated phrase in the English language? I would probably go for this. I'm tired. I think that that phrase gets repeated more often, or some variation of it. I'm tired. I don't know. Is this just a modern phenomenon? Is this a Western American thing? Is this a worldwide thing? I really don't know. I do have my thoughts and suspicions, but I hear it. I say it. I'm no exception to this. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm weary, or whatever. You know, however we say that. You know, and I'll be the first to admit, you know, if you're just looking at it purely from a physical standpoint, as I've gotten older, I don't get enough sleep. And it's rare for me. I can't sleep more than like 4 hours at a stretch. I can get up and then maybe, you know, go back to sleep. That's crazy. But I won't get into my whole habits and stuff. It's just, I say, okay, I'm going to be good. I'm going to go to bed early tonight, right? And so then I'm awake at 1 o'clock in the morning. So it's like, what's the point, you know? And so we all have our issues with that. So I know what it's like to be tired. But I do have one saving grace. I am a good napper. I'm a good napper. And, you know, just give me a place. I don't have to be laying down. You know, I can take a nap just about. Just ask Lori. Anywhere, anytime. Hopefully not in a dangerous situation. But I'm a pretty good napper. And it's funny because Lori's just the opposite. She can't. She just can't. And I feel so bad for her. She probably feels bad for me. But she'll just hang on, you know, until bedtime. Actually, the one exception for her is in long car rides. She can doze off during long car rides. But everybody's got their stories and everybody has their issues. You know, I mean, it's a whole thing in the medical field now, you know, sleep studies and all that sort of stuff. And there's different conditions that people have. Some people have insomnia. And so there's actually, I saw something on television once about, I think it's called FFI or something, which stands for whatever. But it's where people can't, I mean, literally can't sleep to the point. I mean, if it's serious enough, it'll kill you, right? I mean, you can't. I mean, there's just something, I don't know if it's neurological, I don't know what it is, but somehow they cannot sleep. And oh my gosh, when you see folks that are going through that because they want to, you know, they want to, they can't. There's something in their body. So every person has their stories. Every person knows what it's like to be physically exhausted. It's inescapable. It's a part of life. And it's, you know what it is? It's a reminder of our limitations. And that's the way we were made by God. That's the way that we were designed. We do not have unlimited energy. And I understand the scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I get all, you know, and I understand the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, and all. But we were made as just the design that we were made is that, you know, we wear down. We get weary. We get tired physically and otherwise. And I'm going to get to the otherwise because that's really where I'm going today. Even though I'm talking about the physical side of it right now, we run down. And so we have to make choices. We have to establish priorities in our lives because we can't. I do not have unlimited time. I do not have unlimited energy. We don't have unlimited money, you know, and such. As much as, you know, God is in our lives and stuff, He's God, we're not. And we have limitations. Our bodies run down. We regularly need to be replenished in that sense. We need rest. And again, this isn't a sermon about sleep, okay? But I'm just kind of using this to set it up where I want to go this morning, talking about our source of strength. So I was just curious, and so I just looked at some of the things the Bible says about sleep. It's a wonderful thing. Amen? I'm sure I can get a witness from people on that, right? It's a God idea. So the Bible says, here's just a few verses. Proverbs 3:24, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Isn't that nice? I will lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. Psalm 3:5. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me to dwell in safety. Psalm 4:8. Ecclesiastes 5:12. The sleep of a laborer is sweet, whether they eat little or much, but as for the rich, their abundance permits them no sleep. Psalm 127:2. For he grants sleep to those he loves. This is a God idea. We need rest. We need rest. You know, we all know, most of us know the story of Jesus asleep in the boat during the storm, right? Matthew 8:24, suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. But the Bible does warn against too much, right? Do not love sleep or you will grow poor. Stay awake and you will have food to spare, Proverbs 20:13. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? Proverbs 6:9. But again, this is not ultimately where I wanted to go today. I just wanted to start with this. There is a weariness. There is a fatigue. There is a tiredness, if you will, that we sometimes experience that has little or nothing to do with physical rest and how much sleep we get or don't get or anything like that. You could sleep for 12 hours a day. You could go on vacation, extended vacation. You could trim 20 different things out of your life and it will not touch it. You may mask the symptoms a little bit, but there is a spiritual weariness, a spiritual tiredness, and that it cannot be, it just cannot be addressed by physical means. Because it's spiritual at its root. And if we don't realize that, and we don't discern and distinguish in our lives whether this weariness that we're feeling, because we all feel physically tired at times in our lives. But if we can't distinguish between that and a spiritual weariness, we'll never really be able to overcome it. You can go through your whole life worn out, dragged out, and all that, thinking that it's just that, you know, it's a sleep problem, it's a physical problem, you're working too hard, and then that can all be a part of it. But you might be missing what's at the root of it sometimes, and that is a spiritual weariness, thinking we're overworked and we're lacking rest. And like I said, it just never goes away. No matter what we try, we're just trying to mask the symptoms, but we're not dealing with it at its heart. Victory in the Christian life comes from understanding where our source of strength comes from. Whose strength are we relying on? So let's look at a couple of verses. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Nehemiah 8:10, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my victory. And finally, he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. These are promises from God that he's given to us about strength and our source of strength and where it comes from. If you've been a Christian for any length of time, you've heard this, you've said this, you've told other people this. Don't rely on your own strength. Don't try to live out the Christian life in your own strength. I know that I can, no pun intended, I could quote it in my sleep. Don't rely on your own strength. It's a common refrain. But learning to live it out is a whole different, it's a whole different animal than just being able to say, well, you know, don't rely on your own strength. I've been a Christian for many, many years. And I'm sad to say that, you know, it's a lesson that I still need help with. I still need to learn. I still need to grow. I know it in my head, just like you know it in your head. But how we live it out, when it's all on the line, too many times, I just default to this thing of I'm going to do this in my own strength. I'm not, I know better than to think that. You know, I want to think that I'm putting my trust in God and relying on his strength and the power of his Holy Spirit, all that, but I know that sometimes I'm not doing it. And when you're not really doing it and you're trying to do things in your own strength, that is a recipe for fatigue. That is a recipe for weariness, spiritually speaking. And I said this right after worship. You will feel weary, exhausted, worn out when you are carrying things that you were never meant to carry. I'm telling you, if we could just get our arms or our head around that, our arms around that idea that we sometimes are carrying things that God said, why are you carrying that? That is not for you. You're not designed to carry those things. So let's go look at a couple other scriptures, some pretty common ones, pretty well-known ones. Love this one. Who doesn't love this verse? Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke, notice that, rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Just the fact that that is in the Bible, just the fact that Jesus spoke those words and they're recorded in the gospel says something to me, says this is a pretty common problem. This is something that folks deal with. Not just, this is not, the enemy must make us feel like all the time, like what we're going through, we're the only ones that's going through that. This is something I think a lot of us struggle with, and this is just what I had on my heart to share with you today. So just look at this for a second. Come to me. Come to me. I kind of could take the rest of the verse and set that aside and just focus on those three words. Come to me. We could just learn to do that. This is Jesus speaking, of course. Come to me. What a difference that would make in our lives. Too often, God is the last one we reach out to. When we're going through things in our lives, God is the last one that we're reaching out to. We try and try and try to do it in our own strength and try to come up with whatever the solution. We all do that. I think it's good, and I'm not perfect at this by any means, but I try. I'm usually too foggy when I first wake up in the morning to think of this, but I try to do as soon as the cobwebs clear out of my head. Is to just acknowledge God's presence in my lives, just in my life, just to acknowledge Him. Just, God, you're with me. You promised your Spirit would lead me, would guide me, you would teach me as I walk through life. The Bible says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. Just walking in the Spirit, just acknowledging His presence continually. And like I say, committing yourself every day, Lord, I'm going to try to. In earlier this year, I preached about the Holy Spirit and, just all those things that the Spirit of God promised to be in our lives. Our teacher, our guide, our source of strength, the one who teaches us how to pray, the one who helps us to live a holy life, the assurance of our salvation, the seal of God's ownership on our lives. All these things, that I preached about, back in January, February, whenever that was, I try to apply those things in my life and I try to think about them every day. Then I like this. It talks about, back to this verse, it talks about, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Those are not words that tend to go together. Yoke and rest don't go together, right? Because when you think of a yoke, of course, the picture is oxen or animals, pulling a heavy load or, work in the field or whatever. And so I don't think about yoke and rest at the same time. Yet Jesus says, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. And so the question, why is Jesus' yoke easy? Because he said, my yoke is easy. At the bottom, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why is Jesus' yoke easy? Right? Because he's carrying, because he's the one that's doing it. And I mean, it's hard to, because, animals, it wouldn't work. But if you could just at least entertain this idea, if there's two oxen and one does all the pulling, all the lifting, all the heavy work, what's the job of the other one? Just keep in sync, right? Just walk in step. Don't try to go right if the other one's going left. Don't try to go faster if the other one's not going left. Don't slow down, right? The reason Jesus' yoke is easy is because he's the one that carries it. And our job, if we're yoked together with him, is just to walk in step with Him. You know, I mean, I know it's easier said than done. I get that. But that's our job. And the last thing He says, or that I just want to point out, and I mentioned it already, you will find rest for your souls. You'll find rest for your souls. What a beautiful thing that is. You know, we all need physical rest, but man, we need rest for our souls. I couldn't talk about this subject without at least going to Zechariah 4:6. So He answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord." Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. I'm sure there's been countless sermons preached on this verse that are probably go way beyond anything I could ever, you know, develop and share with you. I looked at that verse and I said, it says it all. Right? I mean, I don't even know what to add to it. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So we'll just leave it at that. Don't rely on your own strength. That's why we suffer from spiritual fatigue, carrying things we were never meant to carry. Don't carry things that God has promised to carry for you. That's not a noble thing. You know, sometimes we think, you know, that we're somehow doing some great work for God because we're carrying all this stuff. It's not a noble thing to carry things that God says don't carry. He says this, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. At the risk of sounding like a Disney movie, let it go, right? Let it go. Bring your burden to Him and lay them at His feet. You were never meant to carry those things. You don't have the ability to carry them. They will crush you. They will drain the spiritual life out of you. And you'll wonder why you're an empty shell. Because we're carrying something that we were never intended to carry. Oops, a couple more verses. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You know what this verse says to me? This idea of the renewing of our strength. We run down, even when you're doing it right. You know, just the nature of life. We get drained. You know, we can even get spiritually drained sometimes. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, that drain happens physically and spiritually. Again, like I said before, we have limitations. We continually need to be renewed. We need to be renewed physically every day, you know, to get that rest. We need to be renewed spiritually, renewing our strength in Him. You know, and here's the thing, you know, those who wait upon the Lord. So let me just say this. We need to start to look, if you don't already, we need to start to see the presence of the Lord as a place of refreshing. Right? Let's say, repent and be converted. Was it Acts 3:19? That your sins may be blotted out. That times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. We've got to see the presence of the Lord as a place of refreshing. And not as an obligation. And I can be guilty of this. I got to check my box off, right? I got to spend time with the Lord. You know, and I try to be faithful. I try to be diligent with it, but you know, God wants me and He wants us beyond that place where it's just like, okay, this is time. I've got to do this, you know, and this is part of being faithful. This is part of serving the Lord and such, you know, and I need to spend that time with Him. It's like, it's a place of refreshing. It's like we should want to be there because when we really understand and learn how to wait upon Him and be in His presence, I'm trying to learn, you know, folks, folks, you know, share a lot of prayer requests and things with me, and I try to, you know, I keep those and I have a place where I put those in my tablet here and stuff and I try to pray. But there's more and more times where I just try to be in the presence of the Lord, you know, just trying to wait on Him and I'll open His Word, I'll open my Bible and, you know, and just say, Lord, you know, just spending time with Him. And I'm all about spiritual warfare. I know there's a battle to be fought and there's times for that. But sometimes, man, it's just being with Him and just resting in His presence. And I want to just end with this. God has a supernatural strength that is above and beyond anything that you could ever muster on your own, right? So why do we continue to try? There's a story of Elijah where, you know, it had to do with Ahab and all that. Was it Ahab? I'm not even sure, but just try to pull this up in my head quick. But the story is about Elijah, and it says that God fed him food and drink. And it says Elijah went on the power of that food for 40 days. It says this. So he arose and ate and drank, and he went on in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. This had nothing to do with the food, right? There was no special supplements in that food that allowed Elijah to go for 40 days and 40 nights on one meal. That was a supernatural thing, obviously, right? That was a God thing. That was a supernatural thing that God was doing. And God wants to give us more strength than just enough to get by, right? Life isn't just about getting by. I get that feeling. I know we've all been there. We've all had those feelings at times, just trying to survive, just trying to get through the day. You know, life is getting complicated. All these things are happening. But there's more than just surviving. There is something that it says in Daniel 11:32. I think it's my last verse. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out exploits. There is a supernatural strength. Why are we trying to do this in our own strength when there's a supernatural strength that far exceeds anything that we could ever imagine in our lives? You know what some of this is? Some of this is whether you have a vision from God, you have a sense of direction from God. Do you ever notice, I've seen this in people and in my own life as well, when you're excited about something, man, there's a burst of energy. Like, where did that come from? You know, you stay up late, you get up early, you're so excited, and you're like, why is this different? You know, I'm not getting any more sleep, I'm getting less sleep or whatever. It's because there's something in you that you know this is from God, and you're excited, and you're just fired up about it because God is doing something in your life. Those who know that God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. So we need to know, you know, and that helps so much when we have a sense of where God has taken us in our lives. In closing, let me say this, and I'll have you stand. This is something almost could be another message, and so I don't want to abuse my time here and go, so I'm just going to mention this. And I'm going to close with this passage in Hebrews chapter 4. There is a rest for the people. You know, talking about strength and talking about, you know, weariness and such like, and you know, and talking about, you know, having the being strong and doing exploits and have, you know, not relying on God's strength, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And this is, you know, it's a parallel thought, you know, but I just felt like I just wanted to end here with this thought. There is a rest that we can experience in God even when we're busy, right? Right, even when we're just our schedule's full, the demands are great, but we can have a wonderful sense of rest in the Lord. It says in Hebrews 4:8, and understand this. Oh, it says this. It says, for if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. And what that's talking about, you know, the children of Israel, they had wandered for 40 days. Years in the wilderness. Now they've, under Joshua's leadership, Moses is gone. Under Joshua's leadership, they cross over the Jordan and they enter into the promised land. And yet God is talking about a rest that's beyond that. It's not, and we can have the church has argued and debated forever about, you know, the Sabbath and how to walk that out. And is that for today? And how do we live that out? You know, the working 6 days and resting one day and all that stuff. And we can have that discussion. But this verse is saying there's something way beyond that. He said, you know, there is a rest. There remains a rest for the people of God. It says, for as, this is verses 9 and 10. Let me start. I'll just read the whole thing. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered into his rest, God's rest, his, capital H, who's entered into his rest, has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. There is a rest for us. So I you know, I'm not trying to get you just all, like, all fired up and pumped up and stuff, and so you're going to go out and, you know, go a million miles an hour. That's not the point of this message. Where is our source of strength? That's part of it, you know, that those who know their God will be strong and do exploits. But simultaneously, just intertwined, hand in glove with that, there is a rest that the people of God get to walk in. And it's a beautiful thing. So, Father, I just pray for us. We all know what it's like to be physically tired, and probably to some degree, most of us know what it's like to feel spiritually exhausted and tired as well. And usually, if we can identify that and understand that, there's a source of that, and that source is not being in your presence. That source is trying to do things in our own strength and such, Lord. But there is a supernatural strength that you give to your people, and simultaneously as you give us supernatural strength, you also let us walk in that rest. As Jesus said, rest for your souls. So God, I pray for those who are weary. If you're here today and there's something that you're carrying that you were never meant to carry, I just encourage you, you know, in some sense, some way, you know, just give it over to God. It's a burden. You know, we sang it earlier. You call us to lay aside the burdens of our day, the burdens of our life. So just, I pray for every person here who's carrying something that they were not meant to carry. And boy, I'm at the front of the line because I do that sometimes way more than I wish I did at this season of my life. So, Father, we lay them down. We cast our cares on you because you care for us. And I thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. I pray that every person here could leave with a new sense, you know, not because of anything I said per se, but because of what you've done in their lives by taking that burden as they've given it over to you. A new freedom, a new weight lifted off of our shoulders, that sense of just that burden lifted. And I thank you for it all in Jesus' name.